Okay, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis of the new Perek. Ein Dorshin V'Arayis. Okay, a person shouldn't teach halachas V'Arayis V'Shlosha in a group of three. So the reason this Mishnah is coming over here, because we mentioned just in the last Mishnah, it was talking about Arayis. So some will say the reason it's like a bit of a tangent over here, we're just following on and saying you should, when you teach Arayis, yeah, it shouldn't be in a group of three. I was wondering also, because also on the Moed, also you do droshes, so I was wondering if that's maybe also a reason, but I didn't say it. Anyway, so Ein Dorshin, we're going to explain why. So you can't have a group, you can't have a chabura together teaching the halachas of Arayis. So we're going to explain what's the source and why. Okay? V'lo v'maisa v'reishis v'shnayim. If you're teaching the maisa v'reishis, how the world was created, yeah, you can't learn in a group with a chavrusa. Okay? V'lo v'merkava v'yachid. And you can't learn by yourself, unless Ella, yeah, the Gemara is giving this right. Ella im kein haya chacham, and maybe midaito, unless he's a wise person and understands basically kind of on his own. The Gemara is going to discuss this point, so it's fair. Okay, so now, call anybody a Mr. Kale who looks but arba dvarim in the following four things. Rosui, it's Rosui. I think Rashi learned. I think it learns Rachmanus. Yeah, or there's a some people say it means there's a lotion of ro'oi. Yeah? It was a bit easier. It's ro'oi loi. Kitlu loi ba loi lam. It's ro'oi that he shouldn't have come to the world. Yeah, it's fitting that he shouldn't have come to the world. Yeah? We was going to explain at the end what is that, yeah? So what are the four things that a person shouldn't delve into? Okay? Ma lamala. What is above? So we're going to learn a lot about that above the Rikia, a certain part of the different heavens. So basically what's above a certain part of the Rikia. Mala Mata, what's underneath the earth or the Rikia, maybe the Rikia. I don't know how it works, but we're going to be more, informed soon. As the Shem is going to be spoken about it, what's below. Yeah. Malif Nim. So now this is a bit, Malif Nim means, yeah, there's two explanations over here. If you look in Rashi brings an explanation. There's actually a choice for some of the Rashi. So it either means, yeah, what's basically lifnim means to the east, means now we're going horizontal, right? We did vertical, up and down. Now we're going to the left and right. So what is to the east, yeah? And I just try to carry out the mala achor, and what is to the west, meaning on the outside of the rakia or the keeper of what we're going to find that. Well, some people mean it's in the time frame, yeah. What was before creation, yeah? And what is going to be after? That time after the world, right? So don't look into these things, okay? So either it's geographical or it's time bound, okay? Look, the last two things. V'chol shalochas, somebody who's not concerned, al kavoid koinoi, on the honor of his creator, rosui or roi, let's call it rachmanos, or roi is. Is fitting, loy shaloy balo, and we shouldn't have come to the world. Don't go there. Okay.
Two reasons. One is because it dealt with it,
right?
And one is because it seems to be disrespectful.
Yeah, so I don't know if the last bit is defined. Yeah, because what does it mean? You shouldn't delve into it, didn't say a reason though, right? The first one, yeah, I don't know if the last bit explained the first bit or. Yeah, good point. Well noticed. Gemara. Now, this is right. So I'm not racist. Said in the beginning, yeah, a person shouldn't learn alone, right? Now, let's think about this. If a person learns alone, he understands, right? Yeah, that's why he's learning. Like, he's kind of wasting his time. You know, he's just going to fall asleep on whatever he's learning, you know? Yeah, so if you're going to learn, right, so now what does it mean? V'hoda amar, then he continues to say, hela im kein chacham, unless he's a wise person who understands on his own, basically. So don't learn alone unless you understand. I mean, that doesn't make sense what I just said, right? If you read the Mishnah, that's what basically saying. A person can't, learn. A person who understands can't learn. Unless he understands. So we say that can't mean, that's not Shatna Mishnah. So Ella Hakikamah. The Mishnah is saying, so we're actually changing the Mishnah. Look at this, yeah? Ein Dorshin, but Arise. You can't make a drasha in Arise with regards to, right? L'shlosha. You see it changed. In our Mishnah it says, B'shlosha with the base. And now we're changing it to Lishlosha. It means you can't teach to a group of three. Originally in the Mishnah we learned that you can't learn in a group of three. The teacher was included. Yeah, so it's three people. Right? Now we're saying a Rebbe can't teach to a group of three. Okay? And we're going to be consistent, yeah? We'll learn Ma'aseh Bereishis, and you can't learn in Ma'aseh Bereishis, teach Ma'aseh Bereishis, Lishnaim, to two people. You would mean have to be one on one. Yeah? We'll learn Ma'aseh, you can't teach even to one person, L'yochid. Right, so then that makes sense, that's why we changed it. You can only teach to a person, Ella, Imkein Hayachochim, and Mein Midai. So basically, unless he's basically, he really could nearly do it himself, he just needs a little bit of help. Yeah, and then it would kind of like, kind of, you give him a hint, and he would be able to fill in the gaps.
Oh, Imkein Hayachochim,
that's what
he's talking about, the person that's being taught, not the teacher.
What's that?
Imkein Hayachochim, that's what he's talking about, the person that's being taught.
Yes.
Not the teacher.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So it's, if you want to learn Kabbalah, right, yeah, it's not, you know, you've got to, you get big entrance exam, it's not so easy. And it's got to do with the Shema as well. This is, okay, so now. Ein Dorshin Barayas Bishlosha. Right, which, I don't know why they didn't change it now, really, it should be Lishlosha, right? Anyway, but you can't teach, basically, Arias to three people.
Because the ultimate is quoting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's correct. I think that's answer. Yeah, my time. Okay, so what is the reason? Okay, Elaim, if you want to suggest, Mishum Dichsiv says the following pasuk: Ish, right? So there's kind of extra word Ish there. You see that? Ish, El Kol Sheir Basaroi, and to all of his flesh or relatives. Yeah. So now that's the end of the pasuk, and now we're gonna do a count over here. If we hit the millions, yeah. One, ish, it says ish twice, so comments the Gemara, trei, that's two people, yeah? Sheh basaroi, that's also a person, talking about a relative, is chad, okay? And we know 2 + 1 = 3. But amarachmana, and the Torah says, following the Pesukim, it says, following, lo sikruvu, we shouldn't get close together, legalos, to reveal erva. So basically, you shouldn't reveal, yeah, the reasons, right, the deeper reasons of erva, the rias to people. So basically, we say you shouldn't teach three people these rias. So basically, the gzeiras a kosov. But now we're going to say it's not going to work out because look, Ella, if that's the case, now I've got other terms in the Torah where it has a similar pattern. Yeah, Ella miata. If that's the case, dichsiv. It also says ish, which is what okay. Ki yikalel elukov, when he will curse his God, right? Or alternatively, ish, asher yitein mizara l'molech, these people will give their progeny to Molech, this kind of avodah zara thing. So hachanami, that means also, it's basically saying you shouldn't teach to a group of people, and that's not true because it's not in the Mishnah. We don't see any restrictions about teaching avodah zara to people. Right, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So maybe you want to suggest Ella Hanu, those latter two Pesukim, which were basically talking about either Birchos Hashem or Avodah Zarah. Hanu, Miboyle, we need it for the following. There are both to include, yeah, Esa Nochrim. The Nochrim, that even, the Goyim, this basically is part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, right? Shimuz Horim, and Azhara means it's a prohibition, they're warned. Yeah, Al Beruchas Hashem. Beruchas Hashem is Lashon Sagi Naga Nahor. It basically means to curse Hashem. Beruchas Hashem in a nice way. Yeah, V'al Avodah Zarah, and they're also prohibited to do Avodah Zarah, Ki Yisrael, like a Jew. Meaning, so because we said ish, right? In those Pesukim, so means every ish, meaning a Jewish ish and a Goyish ish. Everyone is included in this prohibition, right? So therefore, maybe when I say, so therefore you can't use it for the number count, yeah? So hi Nami, but then we say this also with regards to Arias. Hi Nami, this passage that we just quoted before, yeah? That he said ish, right? Mi boyle, also, l'rabos es anochrin. Also, right, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Arias. It's also Asius ish. Don't do that. Certain ones they've got less, but yeah, don't. Right, there's also a prohibition for them, so that can't be the source. Okay, going to try second attempt. Okay. So Ella, maybe it's from the following. Midrash Siv, it says in this pasuk, it's Ushmartem, you should guard. So we'll do this is a count over here. Ushmartem is lashon plural, and you guys should guard. Yeah, es mishmarti, the guarding. So that was the end of the pasuk, and we're doing a count now. Ushmartem is trei because it's lashon plural. Mishmarti is chad, right? So we've got three. Yeah. But Amar Rachmana, and the Torah says, yeah, Levilti, so you shouldn't come, right? It's a pasuk. Levilti asois mechukos atoeva, so you shouldn't come to do these chukos, these disgusting chukos, I mean these horrible erotic things, these illicit relations. So we're suggesting maybe that's the source, that basically you shouldn't learn together, teach three people, so they shouldn't come to do these things. So now we say, no, but that doesn't make sense. If that's the case, let's apply this logic. The Chassid, it also says, Ushmartim is a Shabbos. Keep Shabbos, right? And Shmartim would be a count of two. Yeah, that's one pasuk. Ushmartim is a mitzvah. So you should guard the mitzvahs. Okay. And that would also work to two. Ushmartim is Mishmer is a Kodesh. And that's talking about maybe it's Truma or Karchim. Maybe it's Truma, I think. Ushmartim, you should guard, that's two. Es Mishmeres would be three, a Kodesh. Hachinami, so basically you can't teach to three people, we're basically applying this logic. So that can't be. The last one was three. We speak about that. The first two were two and the last one was three. But the point is that it means that there would be provision to teach either to two or to three people, and we don't find such a thing. So Hachinami. So Ella. Amaravashi, so we're changing it. We're basically saying it's not a gezeiras kosher. Yeah. Okay. My ein doshim varash b'shloisha. Or we're saying l'shloisha. You can't teach. Yeah. That was the quote of the Mishnah. Ein doshim b'sisraros. You can't tell the hidden arayos. Okay. My timer. I'm just going to go. I'm going to carry on. Then we go back. What is the reason? L'shloisha. They change it. My timer svarahu. It's a svara. This is not sourced in the Torah that you can't teach to three people. It's a svara that you can't teach to three people. Now, what we're talking about, Rashi says over here, what are the sisrei arayos? You see what it said, the sisrei arayos, the hidden arayos. So he said the sisrei arayos over means what he, quoting back to what we said earlier, is ba bitoy anusosoi, right? His daughter from a rape victim. So that isn't written in the Torah, right? And basically, you can't see it. And if the Rebbe would teach that out, yeah, we're going to say, right, I'm just going to do this quick because it's pretty straightforward now. Okay. In fact, no, I'm not. I'm going to actually stop because it's, if you want to go ahead because we just was quite long. Basically, so the we dropped off that it was from, there was a Torah source. And now we're saying the reason that you cannot teach to a group of three, which we're more informed now, is because it's a svara. And we're going to say basically because there's going to be something negative that's going to come out of it.